It's got the updating of an old tune against the perceived wishes of an absent Dan.
What's the original again? Can you go back and forth? Okay, play the new version. That doesn't, I mean, is that the new version? That's not the new version. Put your headphones on. The final
one.
I was going to say
quite
this should
the same voice.
This should be our theme song.
I mean, not that this isn't good. It's just not exactly what we'll do as a band.
You're saying this is not where you're going to be playing live?
Not exactly.
All the grandest venues.
I mean,
in
I don't imagine.
That's how it goes.
There you go.
There I go. Here I go again.
There you have it.
On my own.
I added like I did something different, and I did something different as well.
It's more consonant intervals.
Constant intercourse? Is that a musical
consonant
term?
Constant intervals.
Constant. This guy's down for some constant intercourse. Hey.
I dig it.
You dig it? You dig your new version? I like the lyrics. Myself.
Well, that's always the constant.
I caught like a part that was all like gobble gobble, and then there was something about Jesus.
Yeah, it's about Jesus.
Is Jesus? Is this song about Jesus being your friend?
It's about God and the devil. They are friends.
Let's skip the verse one.
God and the devil. So God in this.
This is a verse about Jesus, I believe.
So God and the devil are friends. Is Jesus is like the devil? Jesus' uncle. Or like, is he one of those uncles where?
Like I said, it was just musically like sort of like lacking, and then now I can bring it back with a new meaning.
When did you originally write the song?
It's like an old 05. One. It's an old Pomo Guamo song.
I mean, it's on that.
It's probably on the.
It's
internet.
On like the website. So.
I'll have
on
to check
the
it
internet.
Out. The internet.
It might even be on YouTube.
But Dan's gonna
the net
playing the old version is better. Just like he will about Jack Nicholson and Evil People and Paul's Van.
You should speak into the microphone.
And all those four songs.
And
all those four songs he will bitch about.
He will be around on the road.
Out in the devil they are friends.
Like, okay. like, there's various arguments to be made, and they've been made over the years.
About music?
About, well, just about, okay, like, okay, these are Mike's songs, so as far as I'm concerned, if he wants to do whatever the fuck with them, he can do whatever the fuck. Like,
yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know, I guess, you know, I don't know exactly what Dan's point is, but he's basically, maybe he's saying, like, well, it sounds really good like this, so you don't need to change it.
Well, I think it goes back to the conversation about, like, the Jeb Stuart High School thing. Like, some people, there's a default to, like, don't change something. I'm used to it. I like it. I maybe don't even like it, but I'm comfortable with it because it's not changed. And I think there can be a perception that if you change something, you're changing your past or whatever. I don't know.
But, I mean, it makes sense to me if, like, we're gonna play. I mean, we're, like, a different band now. So if we're going to play an old song or play it a new way.
It's also boring to not change. Like, you have to grow and change.
I mean,
you can always still play the recording of the old one. You can play the old one for old time's sake. It's like one time when we had, like, everyone was at a show, so, like, we played, like, Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
You know, the old, like, that's old.
Right.
You know? That's, like, old.
I mean,
no need to play it on the regular. Like, that's, like, a 14-year-old song. Not a 14-year-old song, wasn't like that, a song by a 14-year-old.
Exactly. That's like the first Rodin song, right?
Yeah. I mean, pretty much. Yeah, Pee Wee Herman and Kill Your Parents.
Kill Your Parents. And
but Pee Wee Herman, like, was more of a real song.
It was like Killing the President or something.
Yeah, that was like a, I think it was
like
a sequel. To
a halfway song.
Yeah, well, it was the same thing with Kill Your Parents, because it was just James chanting, Kill Your Parents.
Yeah.
Make them die. And then, like, you know, Daniel playing the guitar and me in the background just being like, rip their lungs out. It was ridiculous.
But, okay, so there's, like, a Mustard Folk version of Evil People Rule the World. There's a couple of different Pomo Guamo versions of Evil People Rule the World. So, you know, it's, like, different bands playing the different ways that Mike wants to do his song. That
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any reason never to try to do things.
I mean, I guess, like,
if you're
Dan and you're playing in Pomo Guamo and Mike wants to change up the song a couple of times as a Pomo Guamo song, then maybe, like, I can see how Dan might be annoyed because,
that's more like it's tedious to have to keep changing.
Yeah, but, you know, it's still, like, his song. So.
It is your song, Mr. Mike. I can see Reed, the owner of the song, of this particular song.
Got a little crazy.
Volume control.
Correction.
Well, I think that basically sounds good what you're doing there. I understand what you're going for there.
I'm just, like, keeping it in, like, the D chord, the D major.
Yeah.
Is that the only song that needs updating, or are there other songs that had a similar issue?
Well, it just depends on what we're going
to redo. Other songs have been sort of updated. Like,
already?
Like, Evil People was one of the ones where once he kind of learned about the sort of the structure of the major scale, that he kind of changed up his chord progression just ever so slightly.
Yeah.
So there's sort of more of, like, traditional sort of cadences. Harmonic cadences.
Harmonic cadence.
Sort of based around the scale. So, but, and then he's done that with subsequent songs that he's just written since, you know. This was a tasty snack bar that I
Magic
ate.
Layer bar. Magic layer bar.
Ate two thirds.
Magic seven layer bar. Magic layer bar.
It was some kind of
magic seven layer bar.
Magic
try?
Seven layer bar. Yeah. You would probably
magic
enjoy
seven
it.
Layer bar.
You know, it's a crazy mix of sweetness.
It's actually called the Magic Seven
magic
Layer
seven
Bar.
Layer magic bar. Seven Layer Bar.
So we got a
magic seven.
We got, let's see, it's chocolate, butterscotch, walnuts.
It's got butterscotch.
Coconut graham
good.
Cracker.
Yeah, some graham cracker.
I'm going to try this. You can hear the crinkling of my business. All right, we're going to try this. That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's magical.
Ah!
May I see that Yamaha guitar,
oh,
sir?
Fuck yeah. Pass this bitch around like a bitch.
Well, you don't have to do it like that. You just pass it around like a guitar. All
right, cut that out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There's been a couple of those.
What's happening now?
Oh, he just handed me the guitar.
All right. So now, are you going to play Magic 7-Layer Bar? What's the name of this song?
Magic 7-Layer Bar.
Magic 7-Layer Bar.
Oh, no.
You like these floppity
Magic
picks.
Magic 7-Layer Bar. Magic 7-Layer Bar. Magic 7-Layer Bar.
So Mike is texting Dan that he's going to go all the way major scale.
Yeah, because like that's what I do. I'm like a Johnny Cash / Ramones revisionist. I'm mixing the two. They both wrote in the major scale. And Ramones would every now and then write in the minor scale, but that's what I rely on Jesse
for. Yeah.
Or other scales.
Oh, or exactly. The counter to the major scale.
You should speak into the microphone and then people will gather your wisdom more readily. Did you both text him?
I said Mike
I'm not
is
done
going,
yet.
Mike is,
no,
going,
done.
Mike is going all the no, way I'm major done. Scale because that's what he does.
And Mike, what did you text him? I'm going all the way
major. I'm going all the way major scale.
That, so that works out perfectly.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm jealous. I wish I could text him. It would be inappropriate.
This is concept art.
Yeah, it's performance art.
Yeah.
This is social relational performance art.
Once I get really it's just like anything. Once I get really comfortable with the major scale, then I'll like
what?
Maybe write Go a back. Song minor scale? I mean,
you're saying what you're saying is you so you were saying when you were 15, you wanted to write everything minor scale.
So when I was 15, I didn't understand music because I didn't.
You liked it, but you weren't quite there.
Yeah. But then later on.
Well, it was also, as you said, it's the 90s and you were 15. So.
Well, it was popular at the time.
Not just popular. 15-year-olds, you know, teenagers like, you know, the morose minor scale is attractive to an angsty male teen.
Well, Metallica, Alice in Chains, like.
Yeah.
You
exactly.
know, it was all minor scale.
Exactly. That's what. Exactly.
Megadeth, minor, Metallica,
minor
Alice in Chains. Essentially, like heavy metal, is written in the minor scale, like Black Sabbath, Judas Priest, like.
Yeah, as opposed to like show tunes, which are
okay.
Like
so,
on major.
Oh, so like Black Sabbath, Judas Priest is basically written in minor scale, right? The difference is like blues isn't like the minor scale.
Blues is a blues scale.
It's a blues scale, so it's different. But metal mingles blues with minor scale. They mingle the two, and that's what metal comes from.
The blues is a minory sort of. It's like based
it's
on
minor-y.
A minor. It's based
it's
on a
minor-y.
Minor scale,
and that's why they
or
seem similar.
You sort of use a pentatonic
and that's
scale
why
with a
if
minor.
If you're drawn
scale.
To the blues,
yeah, the pentatonic,
business. Yeah. So, you know, I didn't understand the difference between blues and minor, essentially, when I was growing up. I was like, blues, minor. It's all like just burn, like, essentially like that. So I was just like, and like variations on that and doing things with that and going crazy on that and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so Led Zeppelin to Black Sabbath to Judas Priest to Metallica and so forth, you know.
But that's not the type of music you ended up wanting to create.
But then I realized that, like, that shit, like, was, like, brought you down. And what made you happy was, like, country, Johnny Cash,
show
slash,
tunes. Show tunes.
And, like, Ramones. Like
Broadway
Ramones
tunes. Broadway tunes.
Was heavy metal
I'm getting
written
married
in
the
morning. Major scale.
Ding dong, the bells are
like
gonna chime.
Ironic metal.
Pull out the stopper, let's have Whopper, just get me to the church on time.
But anyway, yeah.
I gotta be
so
there in the morning.
Developed a
a mix between Johnny Cash and the Ramones. That's my.
You mean now? That's what you've evolved
that's
into.
That's my raison d'être right now. Is Johnny Cash Ramones meld? Like essentially Johnny Cash songs with a Ramones
sensibility
production.
Well, and then the third aspect of that is that your lyrics.
It's like as if Johnny
whimsical.
Cash was sitting around with the Ramones and he was like, "This is how I want you to do it." And they're like, "Yeah, sure thing.
Sure thing, boss. We'll get right to it. Where are the Ramones?"
That's my raison d'etre right
Johnny
now.
Johnny Ramone.
At your service, Mr. Cash.
Is
like that. He's like hanging out, being like, "All right. Now why don't you during the verse why don't you make the guitar clean?"
That sounds like Roy Moore, not Johnny Cash.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
No, I was doing the Ramones as 1920s.
So that's my thing right now.
I'm Johnny Ramone.
Which ultimately
pleasure to work with you,
ultimately,
Mr. Cash.
It's a take on Nirvana Kurt Cobain style. It's a take on that, which I've been going with ever since. Actually, is the thing that I still have been going with since high school is the take on Kurt Cobain where he goes from clean to dirty to clean to dirty.
Clean to dirty. Is this getting recorded, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So really it's
I'm
just
back.
A take on
I'm
that.
I'm back in
it's
the
really
headphones.
It's really just a commentary on Kurt Cobain. Which turns into like making videos and doing film instead of doing music.
Well, the cool thing today is that like
I'm not worthy of the sound.
The creative acts become they're more varied and they meld into each other more easily.
There's a bunch worthy of 20-year-old kids
I'm only worthy
around
of
with Nirvana
commenting.
Shirts on.
I'm only
yeah.
worthy
yeah,
of commenting on the sound, not worthy of making the sound. Only commentary.
Well, your
only comment on it.
Your evaluation of your self-worth notwithstanding the
just
the,
like when Jesse writes, he's commenting on like Zappa or Boulez something.
Exactly.
Where I'm commenting on like Cobain, Cash, Ramones, Danzig, Priest.
The list continues.
Well, okay. Yeah. REM a little bit.
Really, REM?
I mean they have that sort of like combo feel. You know, country rock.
What I always find interesting is that
they're soulful.
You tend not to mention, for example, like They Might Be Giants. Which I understand why you wouldn't, but the thing is that when it comes to your choice of lyrics, there is a whimsy, which is what helps set it apart. It's also what set Rodin apart. It's what set Dynamite Fisherman apart.
I thought that did set Rodin. That was one of the things that drew me to Rodin.
There's almost a knowing irony there that makes the music more interesting, and partly I think it's because, you know, did you get a response?
No, I think he's out. Might come back though, you never know. In a bad way. Or a good way.
But the, you know, you listen to a song like Animals, and you're like, this is a cool song. It's a whimsical song. It's a good, catchy tune.
I think my lyrical influence early on is Jello Biafra, I think, because I think it's like spastic, spontaneous punk style from Jello Biafra where he's all like screaming like a maniac. I think that's kind of like a little bit where it comes from.
Sometimes a little bit, but there's something, because the thing is the reason why I say They Might Be Giants is because their songs are not comedic. You know, they're not, it's not Weird Al, you know, and you know me, I'm a huge fan of Weird Al, but the majority of Weird Al songs are the focus is on the comedic opportunities. You don't do that. Rodin didn't do that so much. It was just that
it was based on a funny story.
Yeah, or there was a happiness, not necessarily a humor, just sort of like a, you know, like Locker
667. I'd like to think I can sing anything.
It's a joyful song.
Right.
I'd like to think I could sing anything.
Well, of course you could sing anything,
or,
but
I'm just Hydroman.
No, but the yeah. Hydroman.
I'm not. My voice isn't definitive.
Just a celebration.
So like
it's not about the voice.
Anything.
It's about the. I'm talking about the content of the lyrics, which may be less important.
I can
to you.
Sing happy. I can sing sad. I can sing, you know, whatever.
That's not
angry,
the issue.
Mad.
The issue is whether or not the lyrics, the words, the content, the ideas you're expressing are sincere and honest to you, and they are because and there's a natural whimsy.
We'll
included
likely
in
redo
that.
Animal. As well,
okay.
Yeah, redo
for the
it.
For the music or for the words?
So Animals will actually, I'd like to say stay the same, and then there'll be like a third part.
What do you mean the third part?
That'll come
like a third verse.
That'll be like no, it'll be like a different. It'll be like an outro.
Oh, just musically.
Yeah. Yes.
Are you gonna make the guitar sound like an elephant or something?
So then there'll be like a breakdown. I'm imagining a breakdown that comes after the what would be the last chorus. There'll be a breakdown, and it'll be like
we're kind of like a like
it'll
a
be like a bridge,
like a Scottish breakdown, like a
it'll be like a bridge,
like a metal breakdown. What kind of breakdown?
It'll are be like
gonna,
a bridge.
Is it gonna be like a honky tonk breakdown? We're just like. This dinosaur.
What you call them cosmonauts? Wait,
you might.
You might. From the human race, the sun, the moon, the sun, the moon,
the moon.
I totally fucked it up.
I thought something was going on with one of those dinosaurs.
Astronauts, Russians call them cosmonauts. Way out in outer space, far from the human race. The sun, the moon, the stars, holiday on planet Mars. Run through the galaxy, I find my destiny because I'm living with the astronauts. Oh, this is my cosmonaut. Yeah, living with the dinosaur. I said I'm living with the animal.
Do you know
why? And then there'd be like a breakdown.
You know the Chinese call them taikonauts. You could use that if you're trying to edit out the Russia influence.
Break it down.
You could have a keyboard solo for no reason because there's no keyboard in the rest of the song.
Just right, I could just like go over and like on the keyboard,
yeah. Or like a you know clarinet or saxophone or something.
Yeah. That's when there'd be the breakdown. That's what I was trying to point out.
Right.
I would be super keen on you guys taking up saxophone and including saxophone periodically randomly.
Just like all three of us play saxophone.
Yeah,
like
but
randomly.
And maybe not at the same time, but like you know,
yeah, just different.
You just sort of like hand it over. Yeah. Jesse could be all like, "Yo, Francisco,
pass me the sax."
Toss it over.
Hand the sax.
I mean,
that was more.
We'd
like
all just
more
of a brass instrument. We all just constantly play the Night Court theme song. That's all we do is do the Night Court theme song, man. Fuck it. That's it.
Yeah, I don't know. How do you do a saxophone? Can you do it? Is it Can you do a saxophone with your... That's not a saxophone song.
That's some kind of bass.
Well, that had trumpets and stuff.
So you would go through the whole animal's
Structure and then have a breakdown part, or would you do the two
Marky Post
two verse chorus cycles and then do the breakdown?
I mean, the whole song and then the whole
do the whole song and then do it.
And then there'd be this weird breakdown part, kind of what you're doing there,
right? Something along those lines.
Like it basically a bridge breakdown slash outro. It could either. Yeah.
Zorbulate. Zorbulate.
And it wouldn't end all like right. It would just end like it.
There,
it would just go
outro.
Like normally,
there'd be an outro.
And then it would segue into
there'd
the
be an outro.
Yeah.
Yeah. There'd be like a part two. Part bleh.
But like it, you know, instead of ending like.
Right. There'd be right. like some segue would, outro thing.
It would end like. And then it would go into the.
I mean, whatever. I'm just looking to extend it, and make it funky in the extension, maybe.
Totally.
That's just. Because it would piss off Dan Globitz. That's the main thing. It'd just piss him off. We did that. He'd be like, "Wait a minute! It's supposed to end here. What the fuck?" What the fuck? WTF? What the fuck? Why doesn't it stop? It's supposed to stop now.
F. Why? C sharp.
F and G sharp.
F, G sharp. C sharp. F, G sharp. F, G sharp. G sharp. G sharp. Jimmy's here.
Grab a microphone.